Welcome to the Coming Home Well podcast, the show that educates, supports, and advocates for the veteran community. Your host, Dr. Tyler Piron, U.S. Army retired, will bring you exciting conversations with amazing guests about resources, research, and military history, all geared to helping our warriors to come home well. Here's your host, Dr. Tyler Piron.
Welcome back to Coming Home Well. I'm your host, Tyler Piron, and we are going to talk about something I don't do, but I do like listening. It's all about making music, about writing songs, and doing some really cool things to get those stories out of you. Now, I'm not a songwriter, but I do play the guitar a little bit, and I can sort of know the words sometimes, or I bumble over them, but I've never thought about sort of telling a story with song. So to get towards that, we have Mike Byers. He's the executive director of Operation Song, and it is a really cool organization. It is helping veterans write songs. That's a very high level. I'm not going to go into all the details because we have Mike here to talk all about it. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Tyler. Glad to be here.
So let's start at the easy part. What is Operation Song?
So Operation Song, we're a Nashville-based with a national reach nonprofit, and our mission is to empower veterans, active duty, military, and their families to tell their stories through songwriting. We've done that close to 1,500 times so far since 2012. So it's just an incredible way to process, your stories.
So when you say songwriting, is that teaching him music? Is it about just doing the lyrics? What does that look like?
Well, it's, kind of back up a little bit. Our founder, Bob Regan, he was a Nashville songwriter for many years, wrote many hits for Trisha Yearwood, George Strait, everybody you can think of. And he got this idea of pairing professional songwriters with veterans and their families to tell their stories. So, you don't have to come into this with any musical knowledge. We prefer that you don't. You don't have to know how to rhyme. You just got to know how to talk. And that's as easy as that. And these songwriters are so incredible. They're used to writing 2 and 3 songs a day, for the radio. And so instead of, having to write a song about tailgates and beer and dirt roads, they get to sit down and actually talk to someone who has an incredible story in their own right and then help them turn that into a song. So that's exactly what we do.
So you don't have to have any musical background. You're not trying to make the lyrics right or fit some tempo. You're really just telling your story and it's sort of being helped crafted into song making.
Absolutely. And it's, and a lot of veterans, they come in and they think, I don't really have a story anybody wants to hear, or I don't have a story at all. And that's typically farthest thing from the truth. We don't ever ask about, tell us a combat story. We don't try to push anything out of people that's going to be uncomfortable. We just let them talk. And, generally after about an hour, somebody starts to get comfortable, in a conversation, and they start talking about things that are really important to them. And that's kind of where our songwriters, they kind of perk up at that moment, and they'll hear something and they'll say, hey, tell me about this, and they'll just go down that rabbit hole. And the next thing you know, they've got this incredible song that is their story. And, they get to share it with their family and friends.
So as you were talking, I thought about A Man Named Sue, a good old Johnny Cash song. And I mean, you can make a song about anything. And that's, one of the classics there. And so there's always a story to be told, but veterans have a lot of great stories. And what I always understand is that just because it's routine along the military lines, or maybe, it's a funny type of military story, there's a lot of people who have no idea about that culture within the military, what makes it funny, or some of that humor or uniqueness of that particular event. So how does that get incorporated into the song making process?
Well, we just go back again to the point I made earlier, is we don't try to tell them what to write. We just, every story is unique, but even in the military community, as a veteran yourself, my story can be very similar to yours, and your story can be very similar to somebody else's. And so, you know, whatever story they tell, that the beauty of this is that, for instance, my story, when I was a veteran, I went through this program in 2013 and I wrote a story about me retiring at the same time my son was joining the Army. And so I play and sing as well. And so anytime I go somewhere and I play that song, every single time somebody comes up afterwards and they said, that's me and my son's story, or that's me and my dad's story. And so there's so many, you know, we have so many shared experiences, even though you and I, we served in, you know, different branches of the Army, you know, and different MOSs. So much of our experiences are very similar that we can relate to. And so we find that often. And we've had veterans write, you know, one guy comes in and he said, man, I've lived in housing for 30 plus years. I finally just bought my house. He goes, it's my forever house. And that's his song, Forever House. We wrote with a 103-year-old World War II veteran who survived Normandy, Bastogne. He was captured twice in Korea and escaped both times. And the second time they were going to hang him with his belt buckle or belt, and they couldn't figure out the belt buckle and he fought him off. And so the songwriter says, well, man, Tommy, how'd you make it through that? And he says, well, the devil don't want me. So that became his song, you know. we write about whatever is important to them and whatever they want to talk about. But again, the beauty of it is, you know, the things that we as veterans share, and sometimes things we don't want to share. You know, there's so many stories we don't talk about. We don't even talk about to our families or our friends. But for some reason they'll share it with a songwriter, you know? And the cool thing about that is so many families, have come up afterwards and heard their, you know, family member's song. And they said, you know what? My dad never told me that, but I understand it now. It makes sense, you know, or I never knew that about my son, you know? And so, it's really cool to be able to, one, not just honor and help a veteran kind of process their story in a different way, in a way that's, you know, not typical, you know,
right.
But it's also great to see the ripple effects to each one of those songs, in that how it affects fellow veterans, how it affects your family. And, I tell you, it's really incredible. We've had veterans say that, you know, man, this program absolutely saved my life. We've had Gold Star parents say, you know, my biggest fear was that my son was going to be forgotten, and Operation Song has ensured that will never happen. And so when you hear things like that, you know, it's incredible to be a part of this, and you want to share it with everybody, you know. So
that is absolutely awesome. So there's two parts of that. There's the songwriter and the veteran. What kind of veterans are you looking for? It sounds like all the veterans, but yeah. I just want to make sure.
Absolutely. We are open to anybody who served, and that includes family members. We write with kids. We write with wives. We write with daughters, sons, because, you know, as well as anybody, if you had a family while you served, they served with you and they've got a story as well. And so, you know, anybody that was involved in the military community will write a story with you, write a song.
So how do they reach out? How does someone get involved with Operation Song?
So the easiest way, especially if you're not part of a retreat or anything that we're doing, is to go to the website. And on the website, there's an area where you can go and you can contact us and request to write a song. And the process is really simple. We'll set you up. We'll send you some paperwork. We've got to do some minor paperwork. And once we get that back, then we set you up with a professional songwriter who will reach out to you, and you guys coordinate a time and a day of when you're going to talk. And the next thing you know, it's over and you've got your song, you know, ready to share. So
how in the world do you guys find professional songwriters to participate? It seems like a pretty niche thing. Like, I have no idea how many professional songwriters there are, but I can't imagine it's tons and tons.
Well, there are. There's it's thousands.
Is, you know, it really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Nashville, I mean, this is, if you're a songwriter, this is, you know, one of the places you come, you know. Yeah,
right.
But I mean, really, you know, the whole reason this thing took, you know, grew legs and took off was because of our founder, Bob Regan. You know, he was such an incredible songwriter throughout his 30 plus years in Nashville. I mean, this guy was president of NSAI for many years. He was a session player on the Grand Ole Opry. He's, you know, he's just an incredible, incredible life in the music industry. And a lot of the songwriters, they'd say Bob is a Nashville treasure, you know, and I'd agree. And, you know, I tell him, I tell Bob and I tell our other songwriters this as well. I said, you know, all those hits and all that time that you spent grinding, trying to write your next hit, that was just to prepare you for Operation Song, where you're writing the great stories. And then, you know, they laugh, but they agree. But it was really because of Bob and the network that he had built within Nashville. And it's, you know, I like to always say this because, you know, anybody, there was any number of songwriters who could have attempted to start this and, you know, maybe it would have grew, maybe it wouldn't have. But Bob Regan was absolutely the right guy to do this. And the reason is because he's got such a big heart. And it's not just for the military community. He's got a big heart for everybody. A lot of our songwriters, you know, as I've gotten to know them over the years, they said, you know, when I was a young songwriter and I just got to town, you know, none of the other big songwriters, nobody wanted to write with me because I was brand new. They said, but Bob Regan, who was already this hit-making songwriter, he took the time and wrote with me and mentored me. And so he's that kind of guy. He has this great heart for everybody. He's kind. He's a good friend. And the love and commitment that he's shown the military community through this is just phenomenal. Never heard anybody ever say a bad word about Bob Regan. And I can tell you there's at least 1,500 veterans who have been through our program that love that guy to death and would do anything for him. So really he's the catalyst and the reason why this happened. We're just fortunate enough to, you know, now that Bob's retired, we're blessed enough to be the guys that get to carry that torch and continue, you know, the good work. So.
No, that's absolutely awesome. It's always amazing to me when I look in other communities or other things and find out how many songwriters or how many X or Y there are. And you don't know about that subgroup of people. And I would imagine there's a lot of people that play songs. There's a lot of music in Nashville. Now, does every song have to be country or is it a mix? How does that work?
Well, I mean, you know, because of our location, you know, generally they are mostly country. However, I will tell you, we've written rock songs. We had Scott Stapp of Creed wrote with us last year. He wrote an incredible song. We've written a couple other rock genre songs with a few other guys. We had one World War II veteran. You know, typically I ask the veteran if we're signing him up, I say, what genre of music do you like? And this guy, he says, I'd really like my song to sound like the Andrews Sisters.
Not a polka, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I'm thinking, oh man, how are we going to pull this off? And, you know, thankfully we just got some incredibly talented songwriters. One gentleman in particular, his name is David Kent. You know, his career started off by playing keys for Hall & Oates, and he wrote Austin for Blake Shelton, you know, just incredibly talented guy. And so I called up David. I said, David, I got a tough one for you, man. I said, do you think you can pull off the Andrews Sisters? And you know, I got quiet on the other end for a second. And he says, you know what? I think I can. And he did, man. He wrote a song. It's called Fly Boy. This guy was an engineer on a B-24 maybe in World War II. Just an incredible song, just great. So yeah, it doesn't have to be country. If, you know, if somebody wants something outside of that, we do our best to, you know, to accommodate them. But you know, based in Nashville, you know, that's kind of where we lean.
I mean, I could see that Nashville, you know, it's the home of the country song pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, in country music, it really just kind of lends itself to storytelling.
It does.
Know? So it really just works out well.
So the folks that want to go and say, hey, you know, I do want a song. I want to figure out how to do this. And what is the website? How do they get in touch with you?
So if you just go to operationsong.org, the website, everything there it's very self-explanatory. And you just reach out to us. I think the email on there is contact@operationsong.org. But there's a form you can also fill out on there that goes straight to us. It's completely free. We never charge veterans or their family members a dime, and we'll keep it that way. you know, we feel it's our honor and privilege to tell these stories. I look at it as we're kind of recording history in a lot of ways, especially with a lot of our older veterans. And, you know, so, you know, we don't want to profit off that, and we never will. So, of course, we've got bills to pay. We've got songwriters to pay and songs to record and got to keep the lights on. But, you know, we're never going to take that money from the veterans to make that happen. So, yeah, it's easy process to get started with. And again, never costs you a dime.
And you don't have to be local to the Nashville area.
You do not. Yeah. So again, if you reach out to us on the website, we can set you up with a Nashville based songwriter, you know, through Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, even a phone call, however you prefer.
I'm really excited for other folks to reach out as they hear more about it. And I've gone on the website, and what I really like is that you can hear a bunch of the songs and just by clicking on the links, and you can hear the output. So it's not just like, oh, some sort of, you know, words on a page, or you can go hear the recorded songs right there on the website, operationsongs.org's website. Go check it out. We'll put all the links and everything on the socials and all that, so you don't have to write it if you're listening while you're driving to work or something. It's an absolutely great organization. I like some of the songs. I was like, wow, that's a really cool story. Yeah. And it's not just, you know, your typical, Army or Marine song. These are totally just some of them I thought were pretty funny. Every once in a while, I was like, I listened to a bunch and I was like, oh, that's pretty, you know, it brought back some memories. Maybe that's why I thought it was funny. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely a great organization. Go check it out, folks. Now, I know I asked a lot of things. We asked about where you are, what you do, how you do it. What should I have asked you about but didn't?
Well, a couple things. So, you know, we also, a great way to hear a lot of these songs is on our app. We have an app called Operation Song. It's free. We put new songs on there every Monday. We call it New Music Monday. Also, Bandcamp.com. If you look on there, we've got a lot of songs on there. But also, if you ever want to see, you know, kind of one of our shows live, we also do offer that experience. Because there's one thing about, you know, hearing a song, but there's also something about actually going and seeing and hearing a veteran's story and then hearing their song played. It's just an incredibly moving experience. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of opportunities like that coming up. We've got if you're in the Green Bay area, October 6th at the Epic Event Center, we've got an event coming up there. So keep a lookout on our webpage for more information for that. But also in the Nashville area, we have on December 4th, we do our annual end of year show, which is kind of one of our smaller shows on steroids. We'll have some incredible artists and veterans and songwriters there. And it's just a wonderful night of music and stories to honor our military community.
So you mentioned that there's some of the story, is it some when they were talking with the songwriter, some excerpts from that, and then the song? How does that work? What does that look like?
So like when we go to a retreat, for example, we're going to do a retreat tomorrow in Nashville. We start out in the morning. We do a meet and greet with the veterans and the songwriters. Everybody introduces themselves. I tell them about Operation Song. Then we then pair them up, veteran and songwriter. They go off for the rest of the day and work on their song. And then we come back at around 3:30 and we do an end of day performance. And so they'll sing the song and perform it for the veteran and their family member right there. But we also give the veteran a chance to come up and say, hey, this is what we wrote about today. This is my experience with what happened and what's going on. And it just really lends to the, you know, just some validity to the song and makes it even more powerful, you know.
That sounds really powerful. I mean, especially with some of the stories that folks have been through with the last 20 sure. years of constant warfare, which yeah. is a little bit of a different thing than anybody's used to. There must be some examples, some really, I don't know, memorable things that you've experienced since you've joined Operation Song. Is there any, I don't want you to mention any names or anything, but maybe some scenarios where it had a more outsized impact than others?
Yeah, I'll tell you two right off the top of my head. And I actually talked to both of these individuals just within the last couple of days. One Gold Star mother, her son was killed in 2007 on Memorial Day in Iraq. She comes home she gets word that he had been killed. She then volunteers to be a contractor in Iraq for the next 2 years, goes to where he was killed, sees the location where he lost his life. His unit that he fought with rotates back the second year. She then gets to meet the soldiers he fought with and hear stories about him. It was really this time for her to kind of process and heal through it all. Just an incredible, incredible woman, very strong. And she came out of that with a new understanding, a new appreciation, not only for her son and the military, but for herself, because she, you know, she garnered a lot of strength from that. So she wrote a song called My Hero, My Soldier, My Son. It's on the app. Incredible, incredible story and song. Another buddy of mine, he came home and he was in a pretty bad spot, as a lot of veterans are. And he got to the point where he was going to take his life, and pulled the shades, wrote his note, had everything ready to go. And here's a knock on his door. And it just so happened to be his buddy that he served with over in Afghanistan. And his buddy saw, he goes, I could tell there was something wrong with him and he wasn't right. So he threw his bag on his couch. He said, I'm staying for a few days, and it saved his life. And so his song was called Walk With You Through Hell and Back.
Oh, wow.
Just those stories are just so powerful. And I mean, just, they deserve to be heard. You know, you've got a mom who sacrificed not only her son, but also sacrificed two years of her life to go over and serve as well. You know,
that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is incredible. Yeah.
So how do these songs, if you know, you write them, they're there, they're on the app, they're available at, you know, Spotify and some of these other places. Have they ever been picked up and performed by some of the bigger artists? I don't know how Nashville works, but I bet you there's a story or a song out there that somebody's like, I want to record that, put it on an album. Has that happened yet?
I wish I could say that it had. It's just a
soon.
It's going to happen one day. These songs are just too good for it not to. But, you know, the music industry is not what it used to be. You know, if you want to get somebody to cut something nowadays, you really got to know them really well, have written with them in the past, or you got to win the lottery, you know. We're working on that and trying to get some more visibility on it. But we don't want to make that our focus, because that's not our intent. You know, our intent is to honor and tell these stories. And, you know, it'll happen someday. It will. But up to this point, it hasn't.
Yeah. Not, but it will eventually. You know, you're dealing with the right people.
That's right.
I was just curious because, you know, like you see all these artists and they come out with some of these great songs, and there's only so much of a well from which you can write songs, which is why they have professional writers and songwriters and artists, and they do some amazing things. I was like, oh, I could totally picture one of these songs being on the radio and you know, some major star singing it. So I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day, if not, I'd be really surprised. So we're going to put the website on. We're going to make sure you guys can go do it. How often do you do these retreats and these events? That's what another thing I was kind of curious. You mentioned it, that they have a couple coming up, but is it once a quarter, once a month? How does that work?
We've got them all the time. I will tell you, I've been to Washington State, to New York, to Texas, going back to New York, going back down to Texas next week. I mean, they're ongoing. We do 17 to 20 retreats.
Wow. A year.
Plus on top of that, at least 4 to 5 shows. So we are very busy.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, man. It's a whole lot. You know, I've got a great team in place. We're a very small staff because we don't have a lot of money. So we keep things, you know, on a pretty tight budget. But I've got a great staff of myself and two other workers. And, you know, we as we go across the country, you know, we build connections and partnerships. And we work with some other great organizations, the Journey Home Project, which was Charlie Daniels. We work with Warriors Heart out of Texas. They're an inpatient facility for veterans and first responders with addiction. The Dale K. Graham Foundation. I mean, there's so many out there that you know, great organizations that we partner with and work with. And, you know, so it helps us to be able to keep the staff low, because when we go out to there, they can work logistics on the ground for us, you know. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's always the challenge is, you know, how do you do the things and keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. It's really incredible. It's really incredible what we actually accomplish, you know, but it's, you know, we wouldn't be able to do any of this without, you know, the generosity of our donors and sponsors. And it's just been incredible. So
folks, we've been talking with Mike Beyer, the executive director of Operation Song, operationsong.org. We're going to put it on the website and on our socials so you don't have to write it down. I am just so impressed with this organization. The songs are so cool. So go listen to them and then say, hey, you know, I want to tell my story and get your story made into a song. That transformation, I'm going to have to do this myself. I haven't done it yet in all full transparency. But I was thinking about it because I was talking with a friend who makes music and writes and plays guitar. And he said, Tyler, anybody can read music. But if you can hear it as you're writing it, I'm like, oh, that's a whole different skill. And I said, no, I don't have that skill, but he does. And so we were talking about that and, you know, the people who can just picture it and feel it. And I'm like, I can read the music and then transform it, but not like hear it. Yeah. These guys can hear it and see it and feel it and taste it and all those things and compress it into a song. That's going to be pretty cool. If you wanted some samples, go check them out. But definitely go check out Operation Song. I'm going to go sign up and sort of see where I go with it. Mike, thank you so much for spending the time with us and for sharing your message with all of our Coming Home Well folks, because I think you're going to get a lot of people that are going to reach out because this is pretty dang cool.
I hope so. I hope so. And I appreciate it, Tyler. It was great talking with you.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us this week on Coming Home Well with Dr. Tyler Pieron. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review. Thanks again. And until all are home and all are well, this is Coming Home Well. Coming Home Well.